Slide 30, Jake's resume afterwards. So if you remember, what we were trying to do with Jake's resume is have it lean less on his hospitality experience and more on where he wanted to go. We talked with him through his role at the company, and we came up with a title or a direction of program management and operations leader, a descriptive title of where he wanted to go. The professional summary on the top is an overview. It's an overview of what he, how he approaches what he does, his skill set, and some of the things that came through in his professional narrative. We wanted to make it basically idiot-proof. Barbara hates when I use that expression, but the goal here is to have somebody read the top. Barbara talks about creating a context for the rest of the resume. That is exactly true. We want somebody to read the top and have a very good indication of who Jake is as a professional and not even need to read the rest of the resume. The rest of the resume just validates what they see on the top and talks about his strengths. You'll see in that professional summary not exactly the language that we may have pulled out with regard to his core attributes or his professional narrative, but it alludes to a lot of the same skills. And when we talk about being able to navigate highly matrix complex organizations, that deals with how he is able to bring people together and is persuasive and can build teams. So it doesn't have to be a direct correlation, but you want to address the overview of what a professional narrative is and get it across in the top. The hope with a resume is that if somebody who knows Jake reads the top, they say, yeah, that's definitely you. Not just what he did, but who he is as a person and how he goes about doing things. You'll also see what we did with Marriott, since that was predominantly the bulk of his career. We took the dates there and put it all on the top. And rather than have it chronological through the whole resume and break down where he was doing what where, we thought it better to just put his dates on top to show his progression within the firm and then break out what we wanted to emphasize as far as his core skills that he could bring to a new environment. And amongst them are his program project management experience, his internal consulting and business process engineering, the fact that he had worked in operations, that he had a very, very broad skill set. Having used a professional summary on the top to outline basically a lot of his business skills, strategic planning and implementation, solutions, development, delivery, stakeholder relationship management, cross-functional team leadership, we didn't feel a need to basically go into his responsibilities in each one of these roles. So it made it a lot easier for us to use key accomplishments. And key accomplishments, we always like to incorporate key accomplishments into resumes because they show basically that an individual can get things done. It's the things one is most proud of and shows the impact that one can have or you can have on an organization. Sometimes when we're building resumes and we talk about somebody's role, a senior director, we will describe some of their responsibilities, but then we also will put in key accomplishments. In the case of Jake, we had enough key accomplishments that we could highlight that to make him a very, very effective person to have on one's staff. We did not want to forget about Monkey Joe's. We did not want to hide that. We kind of hid it a little bit because somebody looking at the Marriott experience might see that there was a gap between 2015 and 2019. Generally not enough to disrupt somebody from continuing to go through the resume, and most often probably somebody wouldn't even spot that. But even if they did, they'd go through all of the key accomplishments at Marriott, and then they come to Entrepreneurial Venture, Family Entertainment Center, which now becomes a little bit more palatable to somebody saying, oh, he left for a while, tried something, it didn't work out, and he got hired back. So it proves he was a valued employee there. At this point, the reader is, for the most part, sold on his background, and hopefully we'll bring him in for an interview. You'll also notice that it covers most of the other things that Barbara had mentioned before. It is clear. It's easily read by whoever is reviewing it. It has the contact information on the top, covers education, covers certifications, technology, and awards. and the length covers everything that we wanted to cover with what we think is nothing extraneous. We didn't put anything in here that didn't have a purpose. As mentioned earlier, Jake was successful. As mentioned earlier, this resume was effective. Jake ended up getting hired by a global biotech company that was working on, well, a global initiative, and they need somebody in a program project management role to build teams, put them in place, and successfully implement a solution that was going to be rolled out throughout their organization. Certainly a far cry from hospitality, and in a great space moving forward.